जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर थारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वन चारी जमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वन चारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. ಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪ್ರೇಮ ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶುಭ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ದೇವ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪ್ರೇಮ ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶುಭ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕಿ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕಿ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸಿಖೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಮಥುರಾಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ನವದೀಪ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪರಿಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಗಂಗಾಮಯ್ಯ ಜಮುನಾಮಯ್ಯ ಕಿ ತುಳಸಿದೇವಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕಿ ಸಮವೇದ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದ ಸಿಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದ ಸಿಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದ ಸಿಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauram. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, entitled Prayers by Kunti Devi. Prayers by Queen Kunti. Text 36. ಶೃಣ್ವಂತಿ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಗೃಣಂತಿ ಅಭೀಕ್ಷಣಶಃ ಶೃಣ್ವಂತಿ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಗೃಣಂತಿ ಅಭೀಕ್ಷಣಶಃ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ ನಂದಂತಿ ತವೇ ಹಿತಂ ಜನಾ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ ನಂದಂತಿ ತವೇ ಹಿತಂ ಜನಾ ತ ಏವ ಪಶ್ಯಂತ ಚಿರೇನ ತಾವಕಂ ತ ಏವ ಪಶ್ಯಂತ ಚಿರೇನ ತಾವಕಂ ಭವ ಪ್ರವಾಹ ಪರಮಂ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ ಭವ ಪ್ರವಾಹೋ ಪರಮಂ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ ಶೃಣ್ವಂತಿ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಗೃಣಂತಿ ಅಭೀಕ್ಷಣಶಃ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ ನಂದಂತಿ ತವೇ ಹಿತಂ ಜನಾ ತ ಏವ ಪಶ್ಯಂತ ಚಿರೇನ ತಾವಕಂ ಭವ ಪ್ರವಾಹೋ ಪರಮಂ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ ಶೃಣ್ವಂತಿ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಗೃಣಂತಿ ಅಭೀಕ್ಷಣಶಃ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ ನಂದಂತಿ ತವೇ ಹಿತಂ ಜನಾ ತ ಏವ ಪಶ್ಯಂತ ಚಿರೇನ ತಾವಕಂ ಭವ ಪ್ರವಾಹೋ ಪರಮಂ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ
ಜಯ word to word. Shunvanti, hear. Gayanti, chant. Grananti, take. Abhikshanasha, continuously. Smaranti, remember. Nandanti, take pleasure. Tava, your. Ihitam, activities. Janaha, people in general. Te, they. Eva, certainly. Pashyanti, can see. Achirena, very soon. Tavakam, your. Bhava pravaha, the current of rebirth. Uparamam, cessation. Padambujam, lotus feet. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. Bhapad, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna cannot be seen by our present conditional vision. In order to see Him, one has to change his present vision by developing different condition of life full of spontaneous love of Godhead. When Shri Krishna was personally present on the face of a globe, not everyone could see Him as a personality of Godhead. Materialists like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, Jarasandha and Shishupal were highly qualified personalities by acquisition of material assets, but they were unable to appreciate the presence of the Lord. Therefore, even though the Lord may be present before our eyes, it is not possible to see Him unless we have the necessary vision. This necessary qualification is developed by the process of devotional service only, beginning with the hearing about the Lord from the right sources. The Bhagavad Gita is one of the popular literature which are generally heard, chanted, repeated, etc. by the people in general. But in spite of such a hearing, etc., sometimes it is experienced that the performer of such a devotional service does not see the Lord eye to eye. The reason is that first item, Shravana, is very important. If hearing is from the right source, right sources, it acts very quickly. Generally, people hear from the unauthorized persons. Such unauthorized persons may be very learned by academic qualification, but because they do not follow the principles of devotional service, hearing from them becomes a sheer waste of time. Sometimes the texts are interpreted fashionably to suit their own purposes. Therefore, first one should select a competent and bona fide speaker and then hear from him. When the hearing process is perfect and complete, the other processes become automatically perfect in their own way. There are different transcendental activities of Lord, and each and every one of them is competent to bestow the desired result, provided the hearing process is perfect. In Bhagavatam, the activities of Lord begin from His dealing with the Pandavas. There are many other pastimes of Lord in connection with His dealings with the Asuras and others. In the tenth canto, the sublime dealings with His conjugal associates, the gopis, as well as with His married wives at Dwarka are mentioned. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference in the transcendental nature of each and every dealing of the Lord. But sometimes the people in an unauthorized hearing process take more interest in hearing about His dealing with the gopis. Such an inclination indicates lusty feelings of the hearer. So a bona fide speaker of the dealings of the Lord never indulges in such a hearing. One must hear about the Lord from the very beginning, as in the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other scriptures, and that will help the hearer attain perfection by progressive development. One should not therefore consider that his dealing with the Pandavas are less important than dealings with the gopis. We must always remember that Lord is always transcendental to all mundane attachments. In all such above mentioned dealings of the Lord, He is the hero in all circumstances. And hearing about Him or about His devotees or competence in conducive to spiritual life. It is said that the Vedas and Puranas, etc., are all made to revive our lost relation with Him. Hearing of all the scriptures is essential. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadatishva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaswate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Prasya Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So, here in this verse, prayer by Kunti Devi, in this particular verse, there are five things being mentioned. Shrinvanti, that is hearing about the Lord. Gayanti, that is chanting His glories. Grananti means taking or performing this devotional service. And by what will happen by this performing that devotional service? It says Achirena, that means very abhikshana. How to perform? Constantly. Then the fourth thing is smaranti, that is remembering Krishna's qualities, His attribute, His leelas. Nandanti tava hitejana, that means taking pleasure in hearing up from other devotees or appreciating other devotees of their performance of devotional service, glorifying them when they glorify the Supreme Lord. So these are the five things which have been mentioned, and the result of that will be Taeva Pashyanti Achirena Tavakam. So one can very see Pashyanti, whom? Lord Shri Krishna. He can have a darshan of Lord Shri Krishna when? Very soon, Achirena. Very soon somebody can have a darshan. To the degree somebody performs a devotional service following these five things sincerely, unmotivated and uninterrupted, he can reach to Supreme Lord very soon. And Bhava Pravaho Paramam Padambujam. He can see the lotus feet. He can take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet very easily and very quickly. So this is like a big problem, and solution is so simple. That is the Krishna, Kunti Devi's formula given. So Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he talks about how to see the Lord. And to see the Lord is through the process of hearing. And hearing is the authorized way of hearing, and mainly focuses upon hearing. So he speaks about the Lord Krishna's Leela also. So he focuses majorly on hearing. So Sanatana Goswami, he explains, of all the important aspects of bhakti, hearing is important. To begin bhakti, to initiate bhakti, one needs to hear first. That's why Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasamnam. The first process is Shravanam. At the same time, to sustain bhakti, what we need is Smaranam, remembrance of the Lord. So remembrance of the Lord flows through like an undercurrent, and it is present in all these processes. Right. So hearing without the remembrance of the Lord will not make that activity as a Krishna conscious, will not make that process of bhakti. So while we hear, it will invoke the remembrance of Supreme Lord. At the same times, in a remembrance of the Lord is possible when we hear about Krishna's greatness, about Krishna's Leela, about Krishna's qualities. So both are complementing each other, hearing and Smaranam. So in a Bhagavad Gita, Ashtanga Yoga, chapter 6, Ashtanga Yoga, the whole Ashtanga Yoga talks about meditation upon the Supreme Lord, how the remembrance of Lord is to be felt into the heart. That's what is about Ashtanga Yoga. And how does that Ashtanga Yoga chapter ends is the culmination of all such yogis lies in a Bhakti Yoga. It says, Yoginam Api Sarvesham, of all the yogis. Yoginam Api Sarvesham, Madgater Antra Atmana, Shraddhavan Bhajate Yoma, Same Yukta Tamo Mata. So, this is the last verse, that is the conclusion of Ashtanga Yoga. That is, remembrance of Krishna characterizes one to become that topmost yogi. So he is the topmost yogi who can remember the Krishna into his heart. So best yogi is the one who thinks of Krishna in devotion. Shraddhavan bhajate yomam. So the perfection of yoga lies into how do we remember Lord. And this, for having a remembrance of Supreme Lord, we need to hear about it. For having a smaranam, we need to do the shravanam of the Lord. Just imagine, if some baseball player comes here, let's say some Mr. Sean, he comes here as a baseball player, and we Indians, we don't know much about the baseball players and baseball. So, if we ask to do smaranam about him, will we be able to do it? Because we don't have any information about him. We first need to hear about him, then we can do smaranam. But if in the case Sachin Tendulkar comes, we immediately know all his glories because we heard so many things about him. right? It's very easy to remember him, right? So, same way, how can we remember, how can a yogi remember Lord into his heart? That's what he talks in the next chapter, 7th chapter, the first verse. He says, Shri Bhagavan Vaja, Maya Sakta Manapartha Yogam Yunjun Madashraya Asanshayam Samakram Va Yathat Nyasasi Tat Shunu Hear from me, Arjuna. Lord Krishna is saying. So, Shravanam is the first of the 8 process of bhakti, and Prabhupada mentioned Shravanam is most important process. So, here in this verse, the effects of hearing is talked about. If we read this verse from the bottom up fashion, Tat Shunu, what happens? Yathat Jnyasasi. Samagram Ma Yathat Jnyasasi. After hearing, what happens? Is we get a full knowledge about Lord Shri Krishna. And when we get a knowledge about him, what happens? Asamshayam. All the doubts are clarified. We become free from any kinds of doubts. And then what happens? Mad Ashraya. When the doubts are clear, then the vehicle can move very fast. So that's how Mad Ashraya will be able to take shelter of Supreme Lord. We initiate that process of taking shelter of Supreme Lord. And then Yogam Yunjun. That means we'll be become Yukta with the Lord. That means we'll be able to perform devotional service very steadily, very fixed up way. And that performance of devotional service with a nishta, what will happen? It will bring about Maya Asakta Mana Partha. It will develop the asakti, attraction for the Supreme Lord, and that will germinate into bhava and prem. So the highest goal, Maya Asakta Mana Partha, asakti to the Supreme Lord, to the bhava and Krishna prem, is possible from what? Tatshunu, from hearing. So from hearing, we can develop this highest goal of our life. So, Tatshunu, Shunu, hearing will give rise to knowledge. So this knowledge is not just about some intellectual knowledge, or it's knowledge not just about transferring some information. Like many times in the classroom studies, what happens is, a teacher speaks, he gives so much of information, and students take down the notes. That's like a transferring of information. But hearing about the spiritual subject matter, the hearing what is talked about here, means transfer of the consciousness. It's not just information. That transfer of consciousness means transfer of desires. So, that's why Srila Prabhupada, before he went to US, there had been so many commentaries about Gita were already there in US, but there was not such a transformation seen into the people. But when Prabhupada went to Bhagavad Gita as it is, we could see the transformation in such a wonderful way. And the book reported as a Hare Krishna explosion. It exploded. That transformation of that desire exploded everywhere. And we see so many wonderful foreigners also taking this path of Krishna consciousness. But earlier was not possible. Why? Because the author itself was not a Krishna consciousness. Then how could he invoke Krishna consciousness into the others? Right. So, hearing from the proper source gives the knowledge. That knowledge is will invoke the proper desire and proper transformation. And then, asamshayam. It will make us free from any doubts. Right. What are the doubts? People have a lot many doubts about, you know, why Krishna should be God? Why should he have so many girlfriends? Actual doubt is why I don't have, and why he has so many girlfriends. So people have so many doubts. So there are some kinds of doubts where some simple doubts can be clarified as soon as we hear something. Right? So for example, like, you know, this material world is miserable. As soon as we hear these things, oh, based upon our past experience, we immediately correlate this statement. Material world is very miserable. Right? So doubts get clarified. These are some simple kind of doubts which easily get clarified based upon our previous experience. If we hear something like this. Some doubts, like we wonder sometimes how it could be true. Sometimes when we're told that, you know, we are not the body, we are soul. Sometimes people wonder like how this can be true, right? But if we speak some rationally, okay, body, what happens when somebody is dead, right? The person remains there, but the soul has left, right? Body is still there. So some kind of rational explanation can invoke their intelligence, right? And that can clarify that doubts. So hearing with some rational explanation invoke their intelligence and clarifies the doubts. Then there are some other kind of doubts which are like it takes quite a long example, like, you know, Lord Krishna dancing with the gopis. Now this kind of doubt, you know, it lingers into your mind because we always had an experience of when a boy and a girl come together, what happens? Because we had always been seeing a boy and girl comes in a theoretical performances, what happens ahead? So we always create that vision of a lusty thoughts and we try to put forward the same things. And that lingers in our mind, even though we perform the bhakti, we go on performing bhakti. But hearing from the right sources about the bhakti principles, if we continue to follow the bhakti principles and apply that in our life, that will purify our heart. And with that purified heart, then ahead, with the good practice and good shravanam, then these doubts get clarified. How Krishna is the owner and proprietor of everything, right? And this is not a lusty affair, this is actual love. So certain doubts get clarified when we hear, practice and purify our heart. Then there are certain doubts which may not get clarified in this lifetime. Like things about what happens in the spiritual world. We have some information, but we don't have a complete information. So only these doubts will be clarified when we go back home, back to Godhead. Isn't it? So hearing about the Lord will develop a attraction to the Supreme Lord, and that will invoke the intense practice, and that will take us back home, back to Godhead, and then those doubts, there will be a lot of clarity in the vision what happens actually in the spiritual world. So from hearing to the highest goal, from shrunu, tat shrunu, to the asaktamana is very well, we can see in the episode of Rukmini Devi. The Rukmini Devi's episode. Rukmini Devi has so much love for Krishna. She was so much asakta for Lord Shri Krishna. And whereas the other villain is Shishupal, who was very much envious of Krishna. How did Rukmini Devi develop that attraction? She says, into the first verse of her love letter, she says, Shutva gunan bhuvana sundara shunvatam te nirvishya karna vivarer harato angatapam rupam drusham dashimatam akhilartha labham tvaya chuta vishati chitra apatrapam ne. She says, Rukmini is developing attraction for Krishna is only through this hearing process. Hearing about Krishna decreases the material fever. Harato anga tapam. But whereas if we hear anything about any materialist and his success, it only provokes, it only agitates us. So choice is upon us from whom to hear and which topic to hear. So Rukmini heard from devotees, from Narad Muni, and not from Shishupal, who was envious of Krishna. So connection to Krishna is through the hearing, his lila, his qualities, and that connection gives rise to birth to the relationship. Rukmini, so this is a very important lesson for a sadhaka. Rukmini, without seeing Krishna, without having any experience of Krishna, just heard about Krishna, right? And continued her longing. Same is for sadhakas. We may not have seen Krishna into our initial level of bhakti. At the sadhaka level, at a Vaidhi sadhana level, we don't have much experience about Krishna, but we continue practicing it as like taking Rukmini Devi's role model and continue that longing. Rukmini Devi surrendered her life for Krishna, saying that he is only my pati, and if he is not, then I don't want to be. I will commit suicide. Wholeheartedly surrender to Krishna. He is only my pati. He is only Purusha. Sadhaka also, he need to hear properly. When he hears, he will develop attraction for Krishna. And when he develops attraction, then there will be a connection to Krishna. And then there can be surrender possible. He is my Supreme Lord. So, Rukmini Devi heard from Narad Muni and not from Shishupal. From whom we hear, that's how the desire will be transferred to us. So, I remember one time when he had gone to Kanchi, Kanchipuram, where Varadraji is there. So, I had gone with just one or two devotees. And we were just sitting in front of the Varadraj altar. There's like a hall. And that hall, we were chanting our rounds because it was off season. There were not many devotees coming. So we were just chanting. And suddenly three, four buses came. That buses came from the Maharashtra, tourist buses. And all these were like a village peoples. And suddenly the whole big queue started. So in that hall, from that side was like an entry. And there is an altar. For altar, you have to just take few steps. And you take a darshan, you come out, and exit from the hall, the other side of the hall. And we are sitting in front of the hall. And we are watching, like, so many people are just queuing up, and they're taking darshan and going. So there was one lady, old lady was also in the queue. From the other exit door, one lady came in, and she waved to that old lady and said, "Come here. Actually, the golden lizard is on that side." Sonachi Pal, Marathi. Sonachi Pal, tikade ahe. And that lady came out of the queue and actually passed through the altar without even looking at Varadraji. She just passed through the altar and hastily started running. Exited from that door and going to the other side. So I felt so bad. I told Driyoti, "Please tell her that Varadraji this is the main deity where you have come for the darshan." He went there, but by that time she was in a haste. She already joined the queue for the golden lizard. And they were into the queue and went. I felt so bad. And then I recollected myself. What happened when I first time visited Kanchipuram? That was in a annual yatra. So when we landed into Kanchipuram, the first thing we did is we took a bath and we went for the darshan. We understood where is the darshan. Okay, it's on the first floor and there is a darshan. And we saw Vajradraji. Hardly for a minute we took a darshan and we went back. Next day was Maharaj talking about the whole katha of Vajradraji. And it took he started in the morning and went till noon. And Maharaj has to stop. And he spoke so elaborately about Varadraj in his pastimes, how he was reciprocating with so many devotees. And that he has to stop in the noon because he said, because the darshan will close now, so we stop here. As soon as he said that, me and my friend rush to take the darshan because now we heard about Lord Varadraj. And when we rushed, and to our surprise, there was already so many devotees in the queue. Somehow we got an entry, and as we entered to the Varadraj's altar, there was a doors opening, altar's door opening towards the Lord. So I just squeezed into and went behind that door and was hiding there, hiding from the red cap crowd control devotees. And I was hiding there and I could take the darshan for almost like an hour. I chanted my 7-8 rounds just in front of Varadraj, so close to the Varadraj. And I could reflect back, what happened? The first time I took darshan, and now I am taking darshan, what happened? Actually, when I heard from Maharaj about the glories of Vadraj, then I could appreciate the darshan of the Lord. In a begging mood, right? In a prayerful mood, I could appreciate the darshan of the Supreme Lord. And for that lady, for that old lady, because she heard from that tourist guide, and tourist guide, what he will say? The attraction here is a golden lizard. Right? They have to create some attraction into the tourist. So what did he say? Attraction is into the golden lizard. You touch to that golden lizard and you, that will fulfill your desire. Right? So that is the mentality somebody carries. That's how the desires are transferred. From whom we hear, that's how the desire and the consciousness get transferred. Right? So we should hear from the right sources. So we don't, like Prabhupada clarifies here, we don't hear for some entertainment purpose, sattvic entertainment, right? To fulfill our desires, touch the golden lizard, right? We don't hear just for the entertainment. People hear about Krishna's pastime just for the entertainment, without going to the philosophy. They just want to jump upon his leela with the gopis. And they correlate that with the actor and actress performing into some movies or in some serials that actually incite more senses, sense gratification, right? But actually, when we hear Krishna Katha, it's a nivritta tarshe. Nivritta tarshe upakiya manat bhav aushita shotra mano viramat ka uttama shloka mano Kautam ashloka kunanu vadan puman virachet vina pashuknan. So we are going through the chronic disease. That chronic disease is a bhavarog. And what is the medicine? Medicine is Krishna Katha. Bhav aushada shotra mano viramat. And who is the doctor? The devotees who are speaking about this Krishna Katha, this nectarine Krishna Katha. That is actually the doctor who is curing our bhavarog. But there are people who are not serious about the medicines. There are two kinds of people, Pashupnath. Those who are determined to commit suicide, Pashupnath. And the second, who are killer of animals, who sacrifice animals for their own taste. That means sense gratifiers. Right? These are the people who don't want to take upon any medicines. If someone is suffering from the diabetes, he is reminded of his healthy past, how you were. And then he take up the advice of doctor very seriously. Isn't it? So, he is facing this disease condition, but he remembers his past. When he reminded of his past, and he takes up to the doctor's advice very seriously. But when people meet with the devotees, unfortunately, they are not convinced about their disease condition of Bhavarog. Right? And that's why, because they don't have any memory of their eternal spiritual life. So what should they do? The cure is, they should hear about Krishna Katha. They should hear about our relationship. And that can actually reminded of our forgotten relationship, or forgotten memory of our healthy life, spiritual world. So, thank God that we have been saved by Srila Prabhupada's words. Hearing from the Srila Prabhupada, reading from his books, we have been saved. Prabhupada again and again reminds of our spiritual position. So there are two classes of Shrotas. One is a very high, good classes of hearer, and other is some low classes. What are these? High class listeners, there are four qualities of this high class listeners. One is, first is chataka shrota. Now, chataka hearer, what is a chataka is? Chataka is, he only drinks water from Swati Nakshatra. And he declines any source of water you know, from any other place or any other source, that water he declines. So hearer should have that quality, that Jataka Shrota has its quality, that he only hears from authorized speakers. His life and soul is Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, these kind of scriptures. He hears only that thing which is pertinent to his spiritual life. And he doesn't give his ear and his heart to any other substandard topic. He maintains that standard and doesn't compromise. So they are not interested in exploring some other philosophies or other topics. So they are like a pakka followers of Anya Bilashita Shunyam. And another quality of Jataka is he eagerly awaits for what? Swati Nakshatra, when that rain will come and then only will drink. So hearer is also very eager. This Jataka Shrota is also very eager to hear Krishna Katha. Someone who is very thirsty and he is eagerly awaiting for a particular water. So he will not miss that opportunity. Same way, this Jataka Shrota will never miss that opportunity and will grab every single drop, the nectar coming from the speaker. Right? So every drop, every word, every statement is like very precious for him. Sometimes we see this kind of listeners. They are like a nose touching to the Vyasasana. And their jaws are always dropped and always continuously here and drinking. Right? So they don't miss upon any opportunity. So lesson what we hear, understand from this Jataka Shrota is, once we find the right advice, right path, right direction, we can start following that right guidance, like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's guidance through his books and stick to it, like a Jataka. Another is Hamsa Shrota. Hamsa is swan. Now what is the quality of swan? He has a ability to separate milk from the water. So he separates the essence from the unnecessary things. He discriminates between what is worth retaining and what is not. So he separates rubbish things from the nectar. So the swan, like a hearer, he will pick up the diamonds from even from the garbage. So sometimes, but on the other hand, sometimes, you know, pupil, other side of the pupil is like, you know, they just remember the anecdote and forget the lessons. So this is exactly opposite of a swan. So this swan, like a Shrota, they, from all other opportunities, they select that opportunity where they can take the best benefit. Swan like hearer will choose what is most conducive to him to hear that subject matter. And we see, when Srila Prabhupada was into the Braj Parikrama of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So on that particular day, it was announced that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is not going. He is going to stay back and he is going to continue giving katha. And those who wish, they can go on seeing the darshan. There are some close by places where the darshan was arranged. So Srila Prabhupada, he stayed back and he continued to hear. When the opportunities are available to take darshan and so many other places, holy places, but he chose to hear from his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took note of it. And when he was being recommended for initiation, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, he likes to hear. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him a mercy. So these are the swan-like hearers. So many things will not... So lesson what we hear from the swan, this Hamsa Shrota is, many things will not be clear. But as we continue to hear, right, we pick up the good and continue practicing it over a period, we get a larger clarity. So, next kind of shrota is a shuka shrota, that is a parrot. Shuka is a parrot. What does a shuka do? He hears, he learns, and speaks and repeats with more sweetness. Like a Shukadeva Goswami, he heard from Vyasadeva and he repeats Srimad Bhagavatam Katha with more sweetness. Shukha Mukhat Amrutam Dravya Samyutam. So, even Srila Prabhupada, he repeated as it is, and that's why his name in Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Right? Otherwise, if it is not repeated as it is in a parampara, it becomes like a Chinese whisper. What was it started and what it ends up is such a significant difference, and we get, you know, like a laughing, it becomes like a joke. So what do we learn from the Shuka Shrota? So, like a Shuka Shrota, we should share that sweetness of Krishna Katha with the others, show mercy to the others, and see their advancement. That is a Shuka Shrota. He shares with the others. Then another is a Meena Shrota. Meena is a fish. What does a Meena do? In a Shivasagar, the fishes are quietly drinking the nectar, keeping their eyes opened. So, their eyes are opened and they continuously drink the nectar and they are very calmly going on, calmly moving on. So, the Meena Shrota is, he keeps his eyes open, keeping his eyes open in the sense, attentive in hearing. So, he hears the nectarian Krishna Katha without speaking unnecessarily. He controls his urge to the speak. So, that is a Meena Shrota. What we learn from Meena Shrota is, our mind should be like this, should be attached to the Supreme Lord like a Meena. He is diving deep into the oceans and relishing the nectar very calmly. That's a Meena Shrota. So these are the types of a Uttama Shloka, Uttama Shrota. Now there is a Avara Shrota, or that is a poor hearer. There are also four kinds. First is a Vrika, that is a wolf. Now what is a wolf? He howls in a very unpleasing way. So his howl generally creates a lot of disturbance amongst his deers who want to hear the flute. Right. So, and when they hear the howls of wolves, they actually flee away out of fear. So there are people who don't hear but create so much disturbance to the others. Not just disturbance. By their howl or by their talk, they create fear amongst the listeners also. They spread the rumors. There was one student who used to come to our programs and he stopped coming. Then we asked him, one time he met and asked him, what happened? You are not coming? He said, one of our seniors said, you know, don't go to that program. Otherwise, you will also become Prabhu. What does that mean? So he somehow creates some fears and some rumors amongst the other listeners. They themselves don't follow and they don't let others also follow. There is like a wolf, Vrika fall, Vrika Shrota. And they howl untimely. Like one time Srila Prabhupada was giving a class and one person just got up and started asking Prabhupada, can you see the God? Prabhupada said, sit down. You are coming in between. Because you are standing in between the altar and Prabhupada. That's what Prabhupada said. Sit down. So these are the people sometimes howls untimely. Another thing of a wolf is, he sleeps during the day and very active at night. So same. When Krishna Katha is going on, these kind of people, what they do? They are very lethargic. When some pure Krishna Katha is going on, they fall asleep. But as they becomes very active whenever there is some issue pops up. Like, you know, or they are very eager to dig about some provoking comment and picking up something from Katha and starts disturbing. like there was one student. So the speaker was speaking about, you know, how the human form of life is so important, and otherwise it becomes like a dog. So he was talking about the importance of human form, and he just mentioned something about dog. And as soon as he was speaking so much about the human form of life, but this student, he didn't hear anything about the human form of life, importance of human form of life, and how the goal of human form of life is, and how, what is the perfection of human form of life. But as soon as he heard like a dog, he said, how can you devalue the dog? And he came up and he was speaking about it and making the whole scene. How can you devalue the dog? Without context, they pick up something and become activated, bring about some issue. Right? So these are the howls and make howls over it. So this is a vrika shrota. This is another shrota, is a burunda. These are the birds found in the Himalayas. It says that they echo or repeat, but without following the lesson. So this kind of shrota, they remember everything, but without applying for oneself. And they will speak also, but without applying for oneself. So in Marathi is saying that, you know, dusya sange brahma gyan pat swata kode paashan. That means he will speak a lot of brahma gyan to the others, but he himself will not apply it. He'll speak a lot of lofty things without applying it. So one time one man came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Indian, he said, I read Gita and I can recite Gita in 45 minutes. Prabhupada asked him, can you leave for 5 minutes? So vrika, there's another shrota, it's a vrika in the sense bull. Now bull is fed with the dry oil cakes. Like the in the oil churning machines, the oil is taken out and whatever the remaining, they are making into the dry oil cakes. They are very dry. The name itself suggests they are very dry because the oil is taken out. So when the bull is fed that, if bull is fed a mango and is kept a mango also and kept the dry oil cakes also, what he will do? He will consider both as the same and continue eating. For him, both are same things. He closes his eyes and keeps on munching all these things. So he doesn't apply any scrutiny or any discrimination. So this kind of hearer doesn't discriminate between what is good and what is bad. What is essential and what is inessential doesn't apply his intelligence. Like I remember when we were staying in hostels. So in a hostel there is a TV room. And the remote was into just a few people's hand. So whichever channel they turn on, we just keep on watching. Without any discrimination, without anything, we just continue to watch. What is played, you keep on watching. Sometimes like a YouTube. Watch is being, it shows into its feed, we goes on watching. This is like a bull kind of tendency. It doesn't have any discrimination, right? And he sees everything with a lot of charm. Whether it is a Hare Krishna TV or MTV. Both things. So he keeps on munching. Whatever is served, everything and anything. Vrika Shrota. The next is Ustra or a camel. So this Shrota, he is like a camel, he eats cactus. Thinks it is very juicy fruit. Actually what happens is, when he eats, the thorns in his jaws pricks inside, it bleeds and the blood gets mixed and he starts thinking that it is very juicy. Assumes that it is so juicy, although it is harming him so much, he doesn't understand that. So this kind of hearer doesn't identify what is the idle talk, it is harming him. He doesn't identify that literature which is actually hindrance to his spiritual growth, but continuously go on upon that. He chews this kind of bitter topics, engages more into the topics of sense gratification, which actually harms his life and gives so much pain to him. But assumes that is a way of life. He assumes that is a way of life and assumes happiness in that. So these are the pure, unalloyed sense gratifiers. Right? They are so loyal followers of the sense objects, even if they give so much of pain, but they will not live it. That's a camel like a shrota, camel like a hearer. So process of hearing is to achieve Krishna prem, right? So hearing should be done as in the goal is Krishna prem. So it awakens the love of the Lord into our heart. Like in a firewood, the fire is inside, but as we rub the wood, then the fire gets ignited, right? The same way, like how do this fire can ignite? How do the dormant Krishna consciousness come out if we hear properly? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaya Udai. When we hear, when our heart gets purified by chanting and hearing, then this love will naturally awaken. So Prabhupada also speaks about, this whole verse talks about Bhava Pravaho Padambujam. How one can get, what is the solution over this material existence? There is another verse in the first canto, same, in the Narada section, it says, Etadiyatur Chittanam Matras Prashashayamuhu Bhavasindhu Plavodrushto Haricharyanu Varnanam. It says, Etadiyatur Chittanam. Conditioned soul is always eager, right? For what? Etadi Atur Chittanam, for sense objects. He continuously want to hear or remember Shravan, Smaran, Gayanti of all the sense category topic. He want to bring the senses and sense object in touch with each other. And all his life is struggling and feeling that anxiety, right? So that anxiety is nothing but it shows that we are immersed into this Bhava Sindhu. We are into this ocean. And what is the solution? Bhava Sindhu Plavodrushto. The ship which can save us is what? Haricharyanu Varnanam. Only the boat of Shravan and Kirtan of Lord, Smaran of Supreme Lord, can save us from this Bhava Sagar, Bhava Sindhu. So that is a solution. That is a solution to the material existence. That is being illustrated from this verse also. So we stop here. Although the process is very simple, but sometimes it becomes very difficult for the conditioned soul. And I find it for myself, for conditioned soul like me, it becomes very difficult. I am very pathetically suffering from this health condition. I don't have proper hearing process. But revealing this disease in front of all these devotees, I have a hope that I will get a cure in the form of guidance and your mercy and blessings. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.